no good. Rebounds to loose into the hands of Mason Young. It's one-on-one over to Finkel. Off the glass, he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And this will be the first team foul against the KPAC Chiefs in the second half. Devin Finkel going to the free throw line. The foul goes against Jordan Helmuth. That's his second. And KPAC's first in the second half. Devin Finkel at the free throw line shooting two. He has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. He just has one field goal in the first quarter. Jim goes silent. First free throw's up. This one's off the mark. No good, and that's the first missed free throw on the evening.
Coach Poor's made a defensive adjustment at halftime that I think is pretty neat. It has to do with Mason Yon.
Second free throw from Finkel is good. Harbor Beach now out by 12, 35-23. Helmuth at the top. John, what is that change?
Well, what he's doing is that if Barker, if he gets by him, what he does is he's got at least two guys that's going to go ahead and jump in and stop the progress because the drive to the hoop just really hurt the KPAC Chiefs in the first half. Good coaching.
Barker to Sawyers, to Boers, right wing against McGlinski. Into the lane, dives and slashes, and he's in for two on the easy layup from the right side. He has 17 of the night. It's a 10-point game. Full court press from KPAC. Now they retreat into the hands of Parker Yon. Gives it to his older brother, Mason. 4:45 left in the third. 35-25. Mason Yon goes in. Off the glass, no good. Smokowski puts it in for two. Cleans up the boards. He has 6 points in the first offensive rebound in the second half for either team. 37-25.
Evan was quite the opportunist out there on that last exchange.
Helmuth, point guard, calling the shots, directing traffic. Being guarded by Devin Finkel from about 10 feet. Over to the left wing to Hank Barker. To the left wing to Jacob Sawyers. Starts his dribble against Kadar. Back out to the top to Brad Schaefer. Schaefer over to Barker against Mason Yon to Helmuth right wing. Pump fakes to his right. Now calling. He loves to point his team around. Back up to the top to Jacob Sawyers. One dribble picks it up over to Barker left wing against Kadar now. Into the corner to Brad Schaefer on the left side. Dribbling, pre-stagnant offense on this possession for KPAC. Brewers at the top of the key now, at the right elbow. Back up to Helmuth, right wing. 3:48 left. Helmuth at the top of the key, now dribbling between the legs against Finkel.
Smoglinski is sticking really close to Brewers.
To the left wing, deep into the corner to Sawyers. Barker now at the left wing, nearly at the mid-top of the key. To the right elbow to Schaefer. Schaefer to Helmuth. Dribbling still around that perimeter. Nothing inside so far for KPAC on this possession. 37-25, 3:23 left in the third.
Devin Finkel is playing great defense for the Pirates.
Helmuth gives it to, that would be 23, Sawyers. Sawyers to Boers at the right block. Off the glass, in for two against Mason Yon. It's a 10-point game, 37-27. And Sawyers nearly stole it, but Kadar was quick-handed. Finkel at 16 feet, skip pass to the right wing to Parker Yon for three. No, rebound Dylan Kadar, and he was nearly fouled, but nothing there. There's the foul, and the second effort, Jacob Sawyers picks up the foul as he pushed him from behind. That'll be his first and team second for KPAC, and they'll Harbor Beach will inbound from their far sideline.
I'd rather doubt if we're going to be getting to bonus time in this game anyway.
I don't think so. 37-27, Harbor Beach by 10, down to Smoglinski, right block in for two. Right from the inbound, Evan Smolinski makes him pay, and they out. Harbor Beach is back out by 12 points, 39-27.
That's Smoglinski's third bucket this quarter.
39-27, a 12-point game. Boers against Smoglinski inside the lane, hand in his face, no good. Rebound Parker Yon for Harbor Beach. Yon has 5 rebounds in the night and 3 points. Mason Yon inside the paint, puts it up, and nice gentle touch. Puts it in for two. That's his first points in the second half. He has 16. And a timeout called by KPAC with 2:21 left in the third quarter. 41-27. Harbor Beach leads by 14 points right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb. It's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Coming out of the full timeout, K-Pac trailing by 14 points. That's the largest lead of the night for Harbor Beach. This is how we started the third quarter. Helmuth inside the lane, and he's going to be fouled. Looks like there's going to be a reach inside from Devin Finkel. That will be his first personal Harbor Beach's third team foul. 2:03 left in the third, so K-Pac will inbound.
That wasn't bad defense. K-Pac really needs to make a move right now. They need to get this thing under 10.
Devin Puff checks in, replaces McGlinski, and Devin Finkel nearly gets his hand on it, tosses it out of bounds on the inbound.
I almost had the ball in my lap.
Now, John Winnie, that would have been two games in a row that you have had the game ball.
Give that thing to me.
Substitution for K-Pac, number 22, Joe Montney, replaces number 15, Brad Schaefer. So out there for K-Pac, gaining the inbound, that'd be Trevor Boers at the right wing. Number 23, Jacob Sawyers, Helmuth, Jordan Helmuth. In the corner for the long two is no good from Montney and rebound Parker Yon. Here comes Harbor Beach. Mason Yon against Barker, down to Finkel, the left wing. Back up to Dylan Kadar. Over to Mason Yon, right wing against Barker. Baseline. Belly button defense there, off the glass, and in for two! Holy cow, man! I can see a mark on the very top of that glass right at that white stripe, almost off the backboard. Just gently touched it off there, and the kiss was good. And one situation for Mason Yon. The foul goes against Joe Montney, his first and team's third. And Mason Yon now with 18 points, trying to make it 19 points. Now out to a 16-point lead, 1:33 left in the third quarter, and the free throw is good. So now it's Harbor Beach out by 17 points. 44-27. Harbor Beach in command after his early rushed onset to start this third from K-Pac. Trevor Boers gets fouled on the way down his right side of the lane. He puts it off the glass and he responds to Mason Yon and one. And he counts it good initially. Now the officials are beating this one up. And they're going to... The officials here are now calling in the foul. Foul goes against number 10, Devin Finkel. That's his second. Just picked that one up quick. And team's fourth. And they're actually going to say it was on the floor.
Well, the signal he said was good. I guess not.
So, scratch that one. So it's still 44-27. K-Pac inbounds on their baseline. Now over to the left wing, going around the entire perimeter to Helmuth. Helmuth being guarded by Devin Puff, dribbling to his right. 44-27, 1:05 left in the third quarter. Helmuth over to the left wing to Barker against Finkel. Boers is at the top of the key, now at the left block against Parker Yon. Double team comes in, and looks like there's going to be a foul against Harbor Beach as Mason Yon tried to run around him and reach in. Instead, he's going to be called for the foul. Nope, that's going against Devin Finkel. So that's three quick fouls for him and team's fifth for Harbor Beach. 58 seconds left.
If I was Devin Finkel, I think I'd appeal to the Supreme Court.
No kidding. 55 seconds left in this third. 44-27. Boers to the left block. You're going against Parker Yon. It's no good. Rebound brought in by Mason Yon. Here come the Pirates with 45 seconds left. Yon over to Kadar in the short corner. Back out to Devin Puff to the right wing. Mason Parker Yon thought about taking the three, but does not. Gives it back to his brother Mason at the top of the key against Barker. Starts his dribble. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. A 17-point lead for the orange and black over the blue and gold. Dylan Kadar against Joe Montney. To Devin Puff, right wing. Playing keep away now. Parker Yon in the corner. Dribbles back out. Trevor Boers guarding him from 10 feet away.
Look at Mason Yon.
Mason Yon is at midcourt, and Barker is about 3 inches from him. Parker Yon gives it back to Mason Yon. Barker in his face. Starts his dribble. 10 seconds left. Going for the last shot. Mason Yon at the right elbow. Retreats back to the free throw line. Back to the right wing for three. Parker Yon hits. No. And this one is no good.